From KPFK Pacifica Radio, this is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. You can watch this program on Free Speech TV and listen to it on Pacifica radio stations and affiliates nationwide. It has been 4 years since the Flint water crisis came to light. Residents of the city rallied at the Capitol building in Lansing on Wednesday to draw attention to the fact that the crisis has still not been addressed. The state announced earlier this month that it would stop its free bottled water program, saying that water standards in the city had been meeting federal requirements for 2 years. But the town's residents were still saddled with high water bills that originated from the time that their water was found to be contaminated. Meanwhile, Leanne Walters, a Flint resident who first helped to expose the water crisis, had just received the Goldman Environmental Prize for her work. We turn to LaShea Darasaw. She is the Flint organizing director with the group Michigan United. Welcome to the program, LaShea.
Thank you for having me.
So let's first talk about what it is that the state of water safety in Flint is today. I mentioned that the state has stopped its free bottled water program because they're saying that water conditions are now good, that the water is safe to drink, it's meeting federal requirements. Is that true?
No, it's not true. They have been only testing for water, and there are other things that are in the water. There's contaminants, bacteria, chemicals that are also in the water that is not being tested. And we also have high copper levels as well.
So when the state says that the water is safe to use, are they going by a very narrow definition of what is safe?
Well, they're using the federal guidelines, which is also still not safe because no amount of lead is safe in the water. But even our schools, I think Northwestern still is having high results of lead in the water.
Now, what happened on Wednesday with, as I mentioned, residents of Flint went to Lansing? What is it that the residents of Flint want from their local government, from their state government right now?
Residents of Flint on Wednesday were asking for the continuation of the water pods. This is what we want until every pipe in Flint has been replaced, and also all testing to include lead, copper, bacteria, and chemicals have been completed.
What are the water pods? What does that mean?
Pod means point of distribution.
Okay.
So they are locations where water bottles were distributed out of.
So, but the state, I understand, on April 10th, stopped the free bottled water program. How are Flint residents coping right now?
It's kind of hectic, to be quite honest. People have been buying up and stashing, you know, packs of water because they are afraid of what might happen. And they are afraid that they won't be able to afford bottled water.
So are they having to use bottled water for washing dishes, for cooking with, for showering, for brushing their teeth? I mean,
that you can think of, they are using bottled water for.
Wow.
Everything, to include washing their hair, down to taking a bath, brushing your teeth, washing dishes, they're using bottled or gallon water.
I suppose flushing toilets is probably the only thing that the Flint water is good for at this moment.
Yeah.
What about the issue of the water bills? This one I thought was quite interesting, that you have apparently people who are still having trouble, struggling to pay their water bills. And just the fact that they were being charged a bill for the water that was contaminated. Can you explain that a little bit?
So people are getting, we have some of the highest water rates in the nation right now. Part of that is because of the service charge that people get. We have a person who doesn't even have their water turned on and still being charged a service charge. There's people that don't want to pay for the water because they cannot use it. It gives them rashes. And people are paying astronomical prices for this water that they can't use. I know a family of four can be anywhere from, you know, $300 or $400 a month, while Nestle was approved a permit to get 500,000 gallons of water per day for $200 a year. This is just quite frankly disturbing because people in Flint are paying for water that they can't even use.
Wow. So also you mentioned that water was giving them rashes. We know that there were high incidence of Legionnaire's disease and other major illnesses from people having consumed or bathed in the contaminated water. What did the state do, if anything, to address the health concerns?
Not much, to be quite frank. I mean, people, you know, if you are a child and you're under the age of 18, that's great. But, you know, for people that are elderly, people who had illnesses already like cancer or you know, HIV or any autoimmune deficiency disorder, you know, they were just stuck with this. People don't even count those deaths. Everybody talks about Legionnaires, but they don't talk about the people who were pregnant and lost their child. They don't talk about these people that were already sick that died, the elderly that died. You know, there's not much for them. If you're not a child under the age of 6, there's not much for you.
So on Wednesday, among those who rallied in Lansing at the Michigan Capitol to mark the 4th anniversary of the Flint water crisis were children of Flint. Here is a video of what some of them had to say.
Who's tired of this?
All of us.
Who's tired of trying to fight for human rights?
All of us.
Who's tired of not being able to turn on your faucet and drink water?
We are.
Who's tired of having to pay water so you can have something to drink in your house?
We are. We are.
Who's tired of having to heat up your water so that you can take a bath?
We are.
This is enough.
Sick and tired of not be able to take a bath and, like, I don't understand why people can't get it fixed. Why can't we, like, just drink our own water? Like, I don't know.
It was a deliberate decision by our elected officials that did not take account into our humanity or who we are as people. It poisoned us, and again, it was a deliberate decision. Our government failed us. It's simple. They didn't take account into the dignity and the humanity that was being stripped away. Our voices are being silenced and ignored in spite of the truthfulness of our concerns.
I just want to point out that I have switched between 3 different schools in between this water crisis. And that's just crazy because I've switched 3 schools in the span of 4 years. And coming from a personal note, I now have a rash from the water. So it was covering my whole body, but now it's just on my arms, and it's just an annoyance.
4 years. 4 years ago, a decision was made that would poison our entire city and change the lives of thousands of kids. 4 years. Flint, Michigan has been without safe tap drinkable water for 4 years. Just saying that out loud is crazy. After all, we live in Michigan, the only state that has 21% of the world's fresh water. 4 years. We have enough water to let Nestle pretty much steal our fresh water, but for some reason, there is not enough water to make sure that Flint, Michigan can safely drink the water from the taps in their home. 4 years. I was only 6 years old in the first grade when the state of Michigan decided that our lives didn't matter and it would be okay to change our water source and save a little extra on money. They didn't need to treat that water source. 4 years. The rashes, the lead poisoning, the breathing issues, the miscarriages, and all the other issues this water crisis has caused the people that live here in Flint never trust the water that comes from the faucet again. 4 years.
Those are the voices of children from the city of Flint, Michigan, on the 4th anniversary of when the water crisis in that city came to light. Now, you mentioned the contrast between how little Nestle was being charged for water, which is a major water company, versus Flint's residents. How much of what you've seen going on in Flint is what seems to be government putting the profits of corporations over the well-being of ordinary people?
All of it is putting dollar over the citizens' lives. We are poisoned because they wanted to save $100 per day. People have died because of that. So all of it is the government profit over people.
At this point, are there other recourses for action? Are Flint residents involved in any kind of a lawsuit? What could bring justice for Flint?
At this point, I'm not even sure what we can do. I mean, we're waiting for this next election, and hopefully those elected officials will stand with Flint. But until then, we still need immediate action done, because there are people that are suffering from this water crisis, and they're not being heard, and everybody's telling them that everything is fine, and it's not.
Are there any elected officials that you feel are allied with the people of Flint?
So there is one. His name is Phil Phelps, and he is an ally. He has always stood for the city of Flint. Mm-hmm. He is pretty awesome, to be honest, but he's a one person. We need the rest of the House to get on board.
Tell us, what is his name again, Phil?
Yeah, Phil Phelps.
Phil Phelps. And so is Phil Phelps, he's the only one who's actually trying to hold people accountable. Does that sort of inspire Flint residents? Are people thinking that this is the kind of representation we need? Are they thinking about running for office? This year has seen a number of people who are sort of fed up with the state of government running for office.
So we're a 501c3, so I can't even go into detail about that. Sorry.
And so what is Michigan United, your organization, doing on this issue as well in terms of working with Flint residents?
Michigan United has, Flint office has been doing a bunch, including training, helping people understand leadership role, helping people understand what government and oversight is, and then allowing them to speak to their representatives. Not only that, but being able to go to Lansing, voice your opinions, but we need more than that. We need them to be able to understand what it really means for a citizen that to have power. So we are able to teach them that.
Give out a website for Michigan United.
MichiganUnited.org.
And we'll post a link to that from our site. Thank you so much, LaShea, for joining us. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
My guest has been LaShea Darisaw, Flint Organizing Director with the group Michigan United. It's been 4 years since the Flint water crisis first came to light. I'm Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com, where you can sign up for our daily newsletter. Also find us on Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, and Vimeo.